brothers and sisters, let's be very clear. The Bush administration may not have officially declared war on the ILWU, but the actions of this administration make it very, very clear that we're on their hit list. The convening of secret White House task force on the PMA to monitor our bargaining and exploring ways to federalize the work of dock workers nationwide and the threat of invoking Taft-Hartley. We got to understand one thing. Many of you may be asking yourselves right now, why have I been to so many rallies? The ILWU has organized 6 rallies in the last 5 weeks. And I am a youth of the 60s. And during that time, we would have rallies every week. Rallies against the war in Vietnam. Rallies in support of black liberation. Rallies in support of progressive causes. And now we're going to have to use that same strategy, because this struggle cannot begin and end on the docks. It cannot begin and end at the bargaining table. We are going to have to go to our churches, our synagogue. I'm getting sick and tired of the employer talking about how much money we make. They don't tell you how many longshoremen have died. We've lost 2 longshoremen in the last 4 weeks. This is a dangerous job. This is a job when men leave that they suffer from emphysema, cancer, and other debilitating diseases because of the use of diesel fuel. Every dime that we make, we earn. Every dime we make, we earn. How much money does Mitsubishi make? How much money do these greedy foreign ship owners make? They don't want to tell you because it's all right for them to make all the money. But it's not right for us to work and live. It is because of our labor that they make the billions. The ILWU has a glorious history. And make no mistake about it, the Bush administration knows our history. Last year, we were in Washington, D.C. lobbying, and we were hosted by Senator Daniel Inouye from Hawaii. And he told us that a few years ago, the FBI said, Senator, would you like to see your FBI record? He said, yeah. He said, and much to his surprise, everything that was in it that was controversial to the government had to do with his support of the ILWU. Yeah. They're afraid of us because of what we represent. They don't want other workers to have the kind of benefits that we have and we'd be made responsible for. And I say to all of you, make a commitment. An injury to one is an injury to all. United we stand, divided we fall. Let me hear it. An injury to one is an injury to all. United we stand, divided we fall. An injury to one is an injury to all. United we stand, divided we fall. All right.